advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
So, Dave, now we know Brent falls into peer pressure.
What'd you do?
In his ritualistic.
Admittedly, it wasn't enough for even the ritual.
He barely poured any, and I was like, you fucking bitch. I mouthed it to him, and he's like, eh. So then he filled his cup halfway up.
It's not pure pressure. I needed justification. I needed an excuse. I know. The battle was between
alcoholic.
It was between me and me, and I just needed a partner in crime, and you jumped in.
Just pushed you over.
No, what I was mouthing to you was, this is all me, right? No one else really. You guys sip this.
I haven't
drank
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that one drink.
That shit's
how long
garbage.
Have you had it, though?
Been there for a while.
Yeah, like 2 weeks.
But I've almost finished the bottle. It's not been
two weeks, so it's been two Sundays and you've almost finished that bottle.
That's not true. That's exaggerated.
I think that's about right.
I think it's been 2 months, probably.
Okay, so 8 Sundays.
That's fair.
I think it's been longer than that.
I don't think so. No. Because he brung that from his house.
Right.
And it was already like half drank.
There you go. See, I feel better about myself.
And he had just bought it that day. And then you bring it down.
between smart and final and here, he drank half of
the bottle. Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's totally true. I believe every bit of that.
What you got over there, Dave?
Well, I have to say, we already gave away our El Yucateco hot sack for the week.
But what they'll be getting.
They sent us this new swag, and it has a bottle opener. And I don't drink much beer, and I don't really care about bottle openers in any way.
But you want to justify it somehow.
But as soon as you showed me the bottle opener, I was like, taking one of those, that's fucking badass. it's just a murder weapon. Just a classy, badass bottle opener.
Yeah.
Like, I bought what I thought was my last bottle opener, which was a butterfly knife bottle opener from the swap meet. I was like, I don't need any. There shall be no other bottle openers. Right. But when I saw this, I was like, taking one of those.
Yeah,
that's badass. So when you get the call next week to participate in the hot sack, you definitely want to play to win because that's a badass.
It's going to cost me $4 extra just to ship
fucking
that
heavy
shit
ass
to you.
Yeah,
it's
they got these
metal.
Oh, yeah, and I took what are they?
Pop socket.
Pop sockets. That's what my fucking daughters are.
Yeah, both of my kids have those pop sockets. Even my wife has a pop socket on her phone. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I grabbed
Are your hands
phone.
That fucking greasy from
it's
Cheetos
weird.
And
No,
because
you can also pop it out and like it'll tilt your phone like kickstand like that. I don't ever do that either, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And my niece is up for the holiday and she's got one that's magnetic and she went into the kitchen to do the dishes and she just stuck it to the fridge. And then started doing dishes.
There's
and then
some
took
weird
the
ones that are like space
the
tech,
fuck?
Though.
Like,
there's ones that stick to anything.
Yeah,
seen
can
that?
can we put our phones away?
Right.
Like, I mean, fuck.
I just want to know how that one works that sticks to anything. How many geckos had to die, like, for that technology?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired of it. Like, did I talk about the lady that was playing fuck? I did. I talked about the lady that was playing fucking Candy Crush and drinking a Pepsi, driving, getting on the freeway. Like,
oh, fuck.
No.
I didn't. I could have sworn I did. Yeah, she's fucking, we pull up and we're in a big, you know, fucking big truck.
Right.
And so like you
fuck
look over.
Fuck
yeah, you look over and you can get a gander at the crotch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, she's sitting there and I'm like, oh, this bitch is on her phone. And we're like literally like a stoplight away from going over this overpass onto a freeway. And so I'm telling my partner, I'm like, hey, like this chick's on her phone. So just, you know, kind of.
By partner, you mean life.
Mm-hmm, life partner. And yeah, she's fucking playing Candy Crush. I'm sitting there watching her play Candy Crush. The light turns green. She immediately puts her fucking knee on the wheel, reaches over, grabs her Pepsi, starts drinking a can of Pepsi, and still playing Candy Crush, getting on the fucking freeway. I was like, oh, okay, you got a problem. Like, this is worse than alcoholism. Yeah. This
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there is a problem. And I just, everywhere I go, like, you pull up and you look over and somebody's on their phone, right? They're on their phone. And as soon as they see you looking at them, they're all, and they put it down.
Social.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, citizens arrest.
It's given me zero tolerance for red lights. Like, when I'm at a red light, and there's a car ahead of me and that fucker turns green, if they are not immediately moving forward, I start fucking honking. Because I know they're on their phone. They're on their fucking phone. No. I promise you.
Hold on. There's a honking language, though, and I need to make it clear. If the light turns green and they didn't go, it's a simple, just a little fucking beat.
Oh, that's what I give them.
All right. But if first fucking go, you fucking hold down the horn.
Yeah,
I might fucking get out of the car. Like, hey, what the fuck is your fucking problem? Well, dude?
This is what I do,
because I just like no coffee. I'm looking at the light, but I might be like, it's fucking 6:30 a.m. or 7 a.m. or right. something.
Well, and you're trying to figure out where you're at.
And some people are quick to the gun. Right. I'm just like, you're distracted down, by a homie, pigeon. Because I'm going to sit through this fucking green light until you really start honking and come back there and tell you to shut the fuck up and calm down. Because a simple beep would have been like, oh shit, my bad. And I would have moved forward. You know what
no,
I mean?
I give the gentleman's beep.
Like if we were at the ATM line and you were standing behind me and someone walked away and you'd be like, hey, you're up, buddy. Or the teller or whatever. Like, hey, she called you over to the thing. You wouldn't go, hey, tell her. You would not fucking,
some people
I would
will.
Slap the
some
fuck out of you will. If you did that.
Well,
or, hey, bro, they called you over there.
I might have a new thing.
I like how you pulled away from the mic on that one.
Yeah, you did. That was professional.
I'm a professional.
You went full dino. That's fucking.
That's my Adele.
No, because I'll set. The light will turn green, and I set. I let the first two idiots go, like, that are on the side of me, because I always ride middle lane, and I'll let them go, because if somebody's going to run a red light, they die, not me. Oh, so.
That's good.
Smash.
I wait a couple seconds. And then if somebody honks at me, I fucking get out of the car.
I've got fucking crazy.
What if it's a gentleman's honk?
No, I don't give a fuck. I'll back into you.
No, if it's the little beep, I'm cool. Because I'm like, my bad. No, because it was my bad.
You don't honk at anybody unless there's an emergency.
The horn's there for a reason. And some of it is communicating like, hey, you didn't notice. Because here's the deal. I fucking was behind a woman before. Mm-hmm. And this fucking chick, the light turned green. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I waited. And I was like, meep. And she was just like, boom, and left it through the green and like flipped me off. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to fucking what am I going to do? The light's red now. You know what I mean? But I was kind of in a hurry to where I was going. We're going to the movies or something. Yeah. Like, fuck, we're going to miss the previews. We're going to make it. So I'm sitting there and the light fucking turns green. And then she fucking sat again just to like prove her point. And I was like, why? It's not my fucking fault you weren't paying attention on the green light. I didn't hold down the horn. I just barely honked. So I got out of the car and I was like, bitch, what the fuck is your problem? I was like,
Kids are in the car.
She's like, don't you fucking honk at me. And I was like, dude, how was I supposed to let you know you're sitting through the light? Like the light was going to turn red. You weren't paying attention. I didn't hold down the horn. I wasn't mad. I was just letting you know. That's what the horn is for. I was like, beep. Hey, just letting you know the light turned.
Hey, bitch. The light turned green.
I was like, now I'm fucking mad. And she got fucking crazy. So then she fucking tried to wait. I got back in my car. Mm-hmm. The light turned green again. Round three, dude. And she fucking sit there. And I was like, all right, drive. And I went, boom, fuck, cut around her and then cut her off. And then she's like, no, I'm going. And then she tried to change lanes. I was just like, change. And then she wanted to turn right. And I fucking like slowed down until like there was no room. I was all right lane. And then I waited for the fucking light to go. And then I went straight and she fucking was flipping out, dude.
Good.
Berserk in her fucking car, dude. She was going to fucking like piss, spit and break shit. Like she was freaking out.
Spit and break shit.
Yeah.
Good.
Because that's the thing. Even when I give people driving.
Like,
when I wait that pause and I give the gentleman's beep, 85% of the time I see someone put their fucking phone down.
Right. I had to realize though, just don't be a fucking tough guy in the car though, if you wouldn't be a tough guy in line.
Yeah. If you're the guy that if I walk up to your window and you roll your window up and lock your door, don't act like a badass.
That's what I'm saying. Cause it goes for me too. Like me, don't be the guy. Yeah. Like don't fucking get Barney badass. Cause some motherfuckers got a pipe, a gun.
Yeah.
Fucking jujitsu.
Well, that shit happens. Yeah. Like fucking, people get beat up.
I also don't want someone chasing me down. Cause I fucking honked. I'm like, sorry, bros.
Another thing to do is if you and a friend are in a drive-through restaurant and you're in your friend's car and your friend is driving and the window's already rolled down, but you're waiting for the person ahead of you to order, just reach over, wail on the horn, angry status, and then as soon as you let off, just scream, oh, come on! because they're immediately looking at the driver.
Yeah.
Like, and you, and then like you even look at the driver, yeah, like, dude, what happened?
What are you doing?
Calm down.
Yeah.
I told the story
pretty
where,
good
I made,
fun.
Where I made the old lady wreck on accident, right?
I don't think so.
I still feel guilty about it, dude. So like I was in the left turn lane. There's two left turn lanes and she was in the straight lane. There's two straight lanes and then a right turn lane, big wide road. It was actually, people locally will know I was on like a coffee turning left onto Rosedale, headed back towards downtown. Mm-hmm. In the left turn lane, she's right next to me in the straight lane. Okay. We're both behind a car. Mm-hmm. I was in the passenger seat. My buddy was driving and I was just, I was just being stupid. Yeah. I don't know why. It was a long time ago. Yeah. This was a long
You're
time
young.
Ago. I was young.
Young and dumb.
I like rolled down the window and she had her window up. It was like jackass times. Like, hey, do some public stupid shit. And I was like, hey lady, there's tires on your car or something. Right. I just yell, hey lady, there's tires on your car. She fucking looks over at me. Our light turns green. Her light stays red. All of our traffic goes in the left and the two left turn lanes. And then she's just looking at me, presses the gas and slams straight into the fucking car in front of her, dude. And I was like,
you said, hold on. You said almost made a lady wreck. No, she fucking ran into somebody.
She ran into the person. And I was just like, my buddy's like, I'm fucking leaving. Oh my God. I can't believe
it. In Brent's brain, he's like, did I tell you about the time I almost made an old lady wreck? Like, fucking, he actually fucking made a wreck.
There's no almost about that scenario.
So if that's ever a question, one of my guiltiest moments,
I think everybody has one of those because I have a fat girl on a beach cruiser. So
let's hear it. We got 15 minutes of time.
To I don't give a Yo, fuck. Yeah, 15 I got minutes, 20. Go. I got an hour and a half here. No, I did the same thing. We were fucking driving. Our friend's grandpa was driving us to school. We were probably like sophomores or something. And same fucking time.
I was a grown man, but I was a younger.
Yeah. This is the same time. Like at the same time, jackass times, you know, fucking we're driving. There's this fucking big girl riding a fucking beach cruiser fucking in the bike lane. And we go by, windows down, fucking, I just yelled at her, dude. Just like, and we were right there in the lane next to her and she fucking, we watched and I was like, oh no, wobble, wobble,
wobble, wobble.
Oh no, she's got it. Wobble, wobble, hits the curb and just fucking eats shit on the cement, dude. And I felt bad. I still feel bad.
Like, I fucking still feel guilty. Yeah. There's no way I can find that lady. Yeah. We left. I was like, I need to donate some money to charity when I finally have some money or something to make that shit straight. Probably where my bad luck comes from. Yeah. That and that bird that I shot with the BB gun.
Yeah.
Two of my fucking worst moments, dude. I
got the one with the head chop off thing that didn't work out. So, we have problems. Dave is a perfect soul.
He is.
Dave is a perfect soul. A Nazi black guy lowrider.
That's right.
Except for that hamburger he ate one time.
Oh.
Yeah.
You outsider, you.
Mm-hmm.
0.05% of a cow suffered one day.
That's right. Actually, 0.0015 of 1,000 cows suffered one day.
Was it a quarter pounder? Let's do the math. What's the average weight of a steer?
The last thing he ate was the T-Rex burger from fucking Carl's, or was it from Wendy's T-Rex burger?
T-Rex burger.
It has like 20 patties on it. You never seen those?
Not
it's
from
like
Wendy's.
It's like
Wendy's.
A secret menu item. Yeah.
No, not from Wendy's. That has to be In-N-Out. Wendy's is old people.
No, it's not.
Like
it's
square
not,
patties
it's not,
and
it's
shit.
Not, it's not. It's not. It's
snap, 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 snap. What's that?
Wendy's got a dirty side to her. You might not.
Oh, it is from Wendy's.
You can flip Wendy over is what you're saying?
Wendy's a little bit kinky.
Dude, Brent.
Get the fuck out of here. Blowing my mind.
No, it's from Wendy's.
That's not real.
It's got 24 patties. It's
that's not real. I don't think you can really
order
that.
No, it's real. No, I watched
it's
a
on
fucking
the internet.
YouTube
it's real.
It.
No, that someone went and said, can I get the T-Rex burger?
They have the fucking T-Rex burger, dude.
How much is that?
A thing. Like, there's a challenge. I think it's $24.99.
It's some social media thing? Jesus Christ, $24?
T-Rex burger, Wendy's. Yeah, no, my buddy was showing me. It's real. You can order it.
How many patties is that really? It's like 10.
1, 2,
like
10. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looks like 9 patties with cheese.
Let me stop at 9.
1, 2, 9. Yeah, shit. 9 beef patties.
Because you're dealing with engineering.
Combo 99.
Fees.
Yeah, T-Rex.
They tried to get 10.
I don't know. All They're right. there. It's a secret menu all right, item.
So since I can't afford it, somebody somewhere go order that shit and take a picture and post
T-Rex
it.
T-Rex burger.
I can't be spending $25 on a fucking burger.
I mean, yeah, here's a black guy holding the T-Rex burger.
Damn, he is holding
that. Let me
see
this.
He's gonna have to eat that like corn on the cobs, like sideways and shit.
Corn on the cob burger. You got the corn on the cob burger? Yeah, because I watched this. It's the combo nation thing. They
shish kebab
stick. The girl and the dude eat the fucking T-Rex burger.
Still
challenge.
Nothing better than that guy in the shirt and tie, though, that does the food reviews that I posted that time. You remember that? The guy that reviews like everything. He goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
detail.
Oh, he's got the bacon.
That cost $34.99.
T-Rex murder burger. Ooh.
T-Rex murder burger? Is that what it's called?
That's what it says on here. T-Rex Dude. Murder burger. It's got the
little old lady bacon. Ethel's going to be like, I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. It's always some like retired woman that watches the door at Costco it on the weekend and sells like, you hamburgers
really,
during
really
the week.
I really want to order those like for a birthday party. Like everybody just gets T-Rex burgers.
You can order me one for my birthday party, man. I'll try it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Anyway.
It's me and Brad with birthday hats and those. We're going to stream that live. That's going live on Saturday.
This is a great birthday.
Yeah.
T-Rex burgers.
Thanks for coming to my birthday, bro.
No problem. No problem, bro.
Yeah. Well, how many minutes are we on now, man?
No, we're past 15.
Doesn't matter.
Who's mad Somebody,
so, doesn't yeah, matter. People are mad.
We
now.
Did good. We talked about traffic yes. and bad drivers and honking yep. horns and yep. then T-Rex burgers.
Yep.
Both things you couldn't get on Alcatraz.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you could. You could not get a T-Rex burger on Alcatraz.
Or a car. Or
hey, a car. I thought you couldn't get a T-Rex burger anywhere a second ago. Yeah. My mind was blown.
Now you're. Yeah.
So now you're on board.
You're fucking JFK right yeah, now.
That's right.
I'm gonna go daily on the ferry, 15 minutes, and I'm going to have two T-Rex burgers available, and you can totally get them while they last. And they'll have them, they'll be for $52.
Nice, because you can't get them.
Yeah, you can't get them.
Yeah. So our topic, again, very high voted on the fan group on Facebook.
I don't know why.
If you've gone on there before, great. Keep voting for topics and telling us stuff, because that's one of the... It's not like we're guaranteed to do the topics, but it's the first place we go most.
Yeah,
because
there's been a few that were like, no.
Yeah, there's a few
that, down there.
There's and there's a few
number stations.
Frankly, as we've
happen.
Said before, once we start looking stuff up, we're like, nope. This we were actually supposed to do. We were going to do CERN and the Large Hadron Collider.
We were very concerned about it.
Yeah, I spent an hour of my life researching CERN and realized there was absolutely nothing.
I watched a couple really weird documentaries. Talking, but it wasn't about. A waste of my time. I was kind of into it. Still.
I mean, I learned some stuff about CERN that I was like, oh, I'm a nerd. That was kind of interesting, but I'm like, I cannot picture talking about this for fucking an hour.
So you chose Alcatraz. Nice.
Yeah. Well, then I just went to the list and Alcatraz was very high up. Yeah. So
I didn't have time to research this prior. I'm just fucking going for
we
it.
Just went for it. Pull the fucking, well, there's escapes and ghosts and all kinds
of
shit.
Yeah, that's true. So. And I've been there. Yeah. It's
have
cool.
you been?
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus you've got like,
yeah, it was, I went to the, Winchester Mystery Mansion. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I went to Alcatraz. So it was like a little weekend trip. Mystery Mansion's in San Jose. So it's like 30 minutes to probably like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
To San, yeah. To
that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
The Bay. Yeah.
Plus the reason that I was extra glad is because while I was researching it, I just kept watching little random 5-minute clips of The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And realizing
you can't get off the rock.
How completely horrible that movie is.
Hey, it's a good movie. You shut your mouth.
Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery.
And The Rock.
Yeah. It's
features. They're on The Rock's back, actually.
That's where my only that's where my only Sean Connery quote comes from.
Yeah.
Then what is it?
How many dragons do you know?
No. Losers always whine about their best.
Who's the man now, dog?
Yeah. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Fuck the prom queen.
Yeah.
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 I don't know why, but for some reason, the line that has always stuck in me in that movie is, and I have no idea why, is Womack, you piece of shit.
Womack.
Sorry. Womack, why am I not surprised, you piece of shit?
Oh, I'm only borrowing your Humvee is a pretty cheesy line from that movie.
Yeah.
What's
Who says
name?
That?
Ed Harris.
Yeah,
that guy's
that?
Bad. That guy's
I don't
badass.
Remember.
That guy's badass.
I don't like remember it. That movie. Like I know
Cage,
I watched that movie.
Nicholas, like Sean remember. Connery's great in it. Nicholas Cage is worse than I ever remembered him being.
No.
Like don't just go back full, and watch all the movies.
Just, by worse than you remember, you mean at his greatest.
Yes,
mean,
yes.
That's part of the equation.
Like it was, I was like, I was waiting for him to have been like a subtler actor, like with chops or something, to have been in a fucking Bruckheimer film with fucking Sean Connery and Ed Harris. And then it's like,
I think
my wife was the prom queen. Like,
I think his acting was spot on in that movie.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Anyway,
you got what you got. You ordered Nick Cage and you got Nick Cage.
You got Nick Cage.
Yeah, you get no more, no less.
So, Alcatraz, for those of you who are not in the United States or just don't fucking know where the hell it is, it's in what we would call the Bay Area. It's outside of San Francisco in California. Alcatraz Island, it's about 1.25 miles off the coast of San Francisco. And it operated as a federal penitentiary from 1934 until 1963, but it had a longer history than that because going back to the Civil War, it served as a prison, an army prison. So it just basically switched from being an army prison to a federal prison in 1934.
Yeah. This made the, I don't know why, but while I was researching this, it made me feel like the Civil War was so close. I don't know why it like closed the gap. I just never really right. thought about it. I mean, we research things and it's like, wow, that's a long time ago. But then like you go 1800, that's not that fucking far. Right. Like right. that's like grandpa's grandpa, like right. yeah. knew somebody yeah. that lost a leg and you're like, right. damn. That's right. Yeah. Then we, the fucking country was a
few generations
standing
ago,
in lines yeah. and just shooting at each other and chopping off legs and getting gangrene.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That was a different world. Like yeah. that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then now we're just fucking
Wi-Fi.
Now,
it up.
Now we figured out the earth is flat. So many things have changed since
yeah.
then. Yeah. We've come so far, you know,
and actually
we
I take
talk
that
with
back.
Our thumbs, you know, mm-hmm. now
it was,
who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk?
It became a army prison in 1910. It was the site of an army citadel since the 1860s, but in 1810 it became a military prison. But it ends up getting sold over in 1933. It becomes a federal prison, and because of its location, it's deemed an unescapable prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like if you haven't been,
it actually means the island of the pelicans.
Does it?
Yeah, Spanish man.
Fucking pelicans.
Yeah, it was the first Spaniard to document the island was in 1775, and it was called La Isla de los Alcatraces or something. And it means, and somehow it got adapted to a Spanish version, Alcatraz, but it means the island of the pelicans.
Hmm.
Which.
So now it's just pelican.
Yeah, it's like the, it's a.
Pelican Island. Pelican Bay.
A toaster. It toasts things. That's a pretty lame name. You know what I mean? I didn't want to bring my personal philosophies into this.
What are you talking about?
The pelican, the enemy of the pigeon.
Dave said that. Dave already said that.
I know.
We just redid it, though.
I'm really confused now.
You what? Don't know what we're talking about.
Uh-uh.
What's Dave happening? Was supposed to say that.
Don't take the red pill.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm confused. It's like the Mandela effect happened and we documented it.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Dave said.
We're talking about Pigeon Prison, Pigeon yeah. Island.
Pigeon
yeah.
Island?
Yes.
It's called Pigeon Island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't come across that.
Island of the Pigeon.
It was the Island of the Pigeon.
Oh, I would have noted that.
Yeah. yeah. What do you think it was?
Pelican Island.
No.
No.
That's weird.
No, whenever you see pictures of that place, it's covered with filthy pigeons.
Yeah.
Filthy pigeons? How dare you?
Filthy.
Reword
they
that.
Are fucking flying rats.
Don't start a battle with me, please.
yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. You're on the wrong side of the law.
I mean, I'll take your face off. So the island is considered like the unbreakable, unescapable prison. And again, like the waters around San Francisco are fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
Like
kinda
it's
cold.
Like you're not like rough. You go to LA, you want to get in the water. You go to San Francisco,
no.
you most certainly do not.
Yeah. I think there's a fuck like, ton of great white sharks there too, right?
Yeah. Fucking fuck ton of great white sharks, yeah. horrible undertow, yeah. fucking crazy.
I mean, it's
cold.
It's practically the same in the water as it is on land.
Yeah, almost.
There. You don't want to be there.
So it's just it's not water you want to get in. You're not gonna like odds are you're not gonna fucking survive.
And we've talked about this before in different episodes. We just talked about it where some of the brothers were what was it? Who were the brothers that were there that possibly escaped? We just talked about this, but they didn't say they escaped because you know we were talking about they didn't want it to seem like oh it actually can be done.
Oh, from Alcatraz?
Yeah. I don't remember who they were.
I don't know.
Either. We forget. We do episodes and forget. What
well, I have a. About. I mean, I have a list of some of the known prisoners. So it was a place. Basically, every federal. It was basically the first equivalent of a supermax prison, in the United States.
It's
so
Joseph and Clarence Anklin.
Yes,
as the brothers. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Who was it?
Joseph and Clarence Anklin.
Remember, they
England?
Escaped like all kinds of places,
oh,
and they
that's
escaped.
Right.
We
that's
think
right.
they escaped Alcatraz, right. but they just didn't publicize it.
Right. So, but they had. Al Capone, the famous Birdman of Alcatraz, Machine Gun Kelly, mm-hmm. a guy named Bumpy Johnson.
Yep. He was Bumpy.
That's one Bumpy Johnson. Mickey Cohen, Whitey Bulger, a guy named Alvin Creepy Carpus.
Whitey Bulger. When you get pulled over. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger.
We need to do one on Whitey Bulger. Alvin Creepy Carpus.
What the fuck?
What isn't Carpus?
Alvin Carpus, but his nickname was Creepy.
I want to be Alvin Creepy Carcass.
But apparently this guy served more time at Alcatraz than anybody else. And since it was this remote island and ferries had to come on and off to get people there, the prison staff and their families lived on barracks on the island.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. So, and I'm sure they were just the lap of luxury.
It was just a work. It was just a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was creepy.
The gross part is they were just pumping all that shit into the water, though.
It's creepy.
Pooping straight in the water, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's creepy now. Like, I mean, anything like if you were to go to a castle or something, you know, like, and or an insane asylum.
Right.
Like, you go into an insane asylum that's closed down, and it's just like, it's creepy because you know the shit that was there.
Right.
You know, it has this, like, feeling to it. And Alcatraz is kind of the same way. You can go in the cells. You know, they do a guided tour where you put on the headphones, and it talks about, you know, whatever's happening on the block that you're in and stuff. It's not very big.
Right.
Like, it's actually a very small, very small place. Like the prison itself isn't very big at all. So it's kind of, I mean, you can walk through it and see, you know, this, you know, it's two levels and it's just like,
why do you think that is? Like, we talked about it before. Like, if there's two identical knives and one of them murdered a family and the other knife is just like straight from the factory, the other knife murdered the family. What physically changed? Like, it's like,
it has this energy around it.
Right. Yeah.
Why is that weird? You know, why is that building weird? That room, someone died in that room.
Yeah.
It makes it weird, but nothing physically has actually changed.
I think just because, you know, because if you didn't know, it wouldn't bother you.
Yeah.
But as soon as you find out, you're like, fuck, like, fuck. So somebody died right here.
Yeah.
Like, would you sleep on a pillow that somebody died on?
Right.
You know, like,
kind of creepy.
I know some people would.
Right.
Some people would definitely be into it. Jenna Corbett, into it.
Yeah. This is a nice 100%. Jacket.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah. 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 Exactly.
This is a nice breast suit.
Perfectly good.
So the, in its history, a total of 36 prisoners, made escape attempts 14 different times. And except for the final batch that was confirmed, actually, it's not confirmed. According to the official record, no one ever got out alive.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's a smart move. You don't ever say somebody got away.
Right. And most of, I mean, I forget the numbers. A lot of them were shot. A lot of them were
six were shot.
Six were shot.
Yeah, two drowned.
Some were confirmed drowned. And then a whole bunch of them just got in freezing cold water at night.
Said,
and
fuck
it's
this.
Like, goodbye. Yeah. Like, there's no chance. Yeah, for the most part, there really isn't.
I think, too, like, if some prisoners get away, you just tell all the other prisoners, no, we got them.
Yep.
We just moved them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even say you moved them. They're dead.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we just fish their fucking body out of the drink. Don't try it.
Yeah, there was five people that weren't found and presumed drowned, and only three in that final escape attempt.
Right.
Yeah, presumed drowned, they could have made it, actually. You know?
Some of it, I don't know, man. There's some crazy stuff. I don't know where Dave's going with it, but we have some stuff probably that...
We'll definitely get into the escape.
But just shut your trap.
A couple other things, just looking at it, and you were there, so you would know. So the cells were 9 feet by 5 feet.
They were small.
And 7 foot tall, which is a pretty fucking short ceiling. I'd be uncomfortable.
The whole island is not that big. Like, did it look super small when you were there?
It's small. Yeah, it's literally... I mean, you walk around the island. Like, it is small.
How the dimensions
they were individual cells, right?
Individual cells, And I mean, when you go now, there's nothing in them, like, there's not anything in them, but they have the place where they dug the holes in the wall and stuff, you know,
right?
And it's pretty cool, man. And it's amazing because, like, they did that shit with like a spoon and they dug through cement
and saw blades that they found lying around the prison. I was like, discarded saw blades, what kind of prison is this?
Well, they were
took
working
all the
probably.
Mass murderers and bank robbers and left saw blades laying around the prison.
Well, A, you have to maintain the prison, and B, you're probably gonna put them to work, like, you've got a free labor force.
The island is 590 feet across by 1,675 feet, which is not that fucking big.
590 feet is what, just like a football field, and almost two football fields. Let's say 2 football fields, which isn't very big.
No.
And then what's the other length?
1,675.
So that's not very big at all.
It's not a very big island.
No.
Did you guys hear about the Battle of Alcatraz?
Yeah, there was one escape attempt that they that turned into the most bloody, I guess, called the Battle of Alcatraz. Like, yeah. Six guys tried to escape at once or something.
Yeah, and it was also called the Alcatraz Blast Out, which is also a sexual move.
Yeah. I performed that last night.
But it was called the Alcatraz Blast.
It's waterboarding doggy style. But you have to wear a life preserver.
I have to say, yeah, she liked it. Yeah, she liked it.
You gotta be careful. You gotta let her up.
It's it's dangerous. It's these crazy things. Yeah, they start progressing and
it's a dangerous move.
You want to see how close to death you can get.
It's not a young man's game. Yeah, the Alcatraz Blast. No, you gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah. It's really not bad for the guy. The girl though, it's like,
yeah, you gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah. Have you guys done the shush stash?
What's that?
That's where you start doggy style and then you put on a big fake mustache, whether or not you have a mustache or not. In the beginning, you put a big fake mustache on while you're doing a doggy, and then if she turns around and sees the dog, the mustache, you just go,
he's a shusher.
He's a shusher. Let it happen. Nice. Yeah, and you just, she has to finish while you're wearing a giant mustache.
That's nice.
You can't let it interrupt. You go harder if you have to.
No. I would imagine that if you don't have a mustache, you could kind of get away with any fake mustache, but if you already have a mustache, you've really got to go for it.
Yeah, one of my favorites is the Chinese fire drill.
That's a good one. A friend jumps in.
Yeah, that's when you turn the lights off and your friend's in the closet and then you switch out.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you done the roller rammer?
No.
That's where you wear roller skates and she stays stationary and then you just pull back and forth and use the roller skates for the motion. Yeah.
Okay. She could have roller skates too.
Yeah. There's a lot.
If you had no roller skates and she had roller skates.
Me and Brian Ross used to do swimming pools together and we made these. They're called the Man Achievement Awards.
Swimming pools.
Yeah.
Quotation marks.
We might have tested a few things out, man.
Oh, you did.
You never know. Yeah, you did. So the Battle of Alcatraz, aka the Alcatraz Blast Out, was
that's changed that.
It is.
I'm just saying it's changed.
I'll never be able to hear it again.
No, I won't either.
Just like Applebee's. I can't eat at Applebee's.
You know what's gonna suck? We're gonna get prosecuted for coming up with this sex move and somebody kills their wife.
Yeah. Or they're just trying it, man. Yeah. We were trying anything, spice it up.
I learned it from this podcast.
They said to try the Alcatraz Blasto.
We said put on a life preserver.
That was unsafe.
You walk in the room with a life preserver, she'd be like, what the fuck is that for? Just put it on, bitch.
Get ready, girl.
You're about to get the Alcatraz Blast Out.
So, May 2nd through 4th, 1946, a bunch of six prisoners, end up trying to escape. And their plan is they overpower the COs. And they get into the weapons room. So they get the keys from the COs. They get into the weapons room. They all get weapons. Mm-hmm. So now the six prisoners have several COs as hostage. Plus they have all the weapons from the room. And their plan was to then move on to get the keys to the door that leads to the dock where the boat is. And they would just get on the boat, sail San Francisco.
Easy.
But they couldn't get the keys to the outside door.
I don't think they were sailing to San Francisco. What year was this?
No, it was it would have been a motorboat.
But they were another sex move.
But they would have got on the boat and got to San Francisco, but they couldn't get the outdoor key because apparently it wasn't where they thought it was. So it turned into a 2-day fucking standoff.
And the sailboat isn't a sex move, but it's a cock and balls move that you just flash your friend with. Have you done that one?
I don't believe I have.
I know this is never ending. I'm sorry.
You never flashed your balls, your cock and balls at your friend?
It's like the chewing gum. You done chewing gum?
No.
That's where you just pull your zipper down and just pull a little bit of your ball sack out. No. Like, hey, bro, I left gum in the dryer. And he's like a little ball sack hanging out there.
But I remember
the sailboat. Yeah, the sailboat is where you grab the head. And you pull it tight, and you reach down and grab the bottom of your sack, and you pull it up to
sell it. You know, like
to
a sail.
The tip of your wiener, and you pull it down to a triangle.
Like mine this. Doesn't. I'm do illustrating that. For. I don't have a webbed dick, so
no. You grab the bottom of your balls.
Yeah.
Pull the skin up to the tip. Pull it down
flatten
to make
it
the
out.
Triangle.
It's frontward. Okay. Yeah. Sailboat.
Dave's picturing my wiener right now because I illustrated.
I'm not comfortable with the fact that you're surprised that I've never done this.
I've never actually done that.
Oh, sure.
To like a buddy.
Right. Yeah. You and Brian Ross never did that in a pool shed before.
Hey, bro, check out the sailboat. Ooh, I know Brian Ross has done that to you probably.
Have you seen The Brain? We had this dude. There was a dude that worked at PetSmart with us on Night Crew, and that motherfucker would just be like, he pulled every move. The Brain's just where you grab your ball sack and squeeze your balls up out top, the top of your hand. So it just looks like a brain. Yeah, because the line of the separation.
Dave, no, you've never done that?
No, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I've never done the brain either.
I am shocked.
Yeah. It's because he's self-conscious about the orange is why. Everyone's like,
it wouldn't really look like a brain.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like, what is that, an orange?
The problem is when the glow comes out, people start to worship, they start to bow. Like they bow,
they won't look at it. Like it's a deity.
It's like, I have to keep it under wraps all the time.
It is the glow.
Wow, Dave has a deity in his pants. It's like the little gold gold idol. Shrine from Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Just like Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, I have the glow.
Nice.
Just in your crotch area.
Just in the crotch, nowhere else.
When he opens the zipper, let your soul glow.
See, just music and shit.
Exactly. So they end up in a shit show shootout, and two of the COs that are hostage end up getting killed. They end up shooting the hostages at close range. Apparently three of the six get fed up with the situation and just go back to their cells.
Like, yeah,
this isn't going to work. I told them it wasn't going to work.
Let's just go back to the cell.
We're fucked.
But then the other three keep
making
a push.
Plus, we're having turkey and gravy tonight. Yeah,
exactly. It's pizza night.
It's pizza night.
One way or the other, I'm getting pizza tonight. I thought I was doing it in San Francisco. But eventually, they end up calling in the Marines. And once the Marines get there, 17 guards and one prisoner are injured. And then three of them end up getting tried for the killing of the correctional officer. Two of them get the death sentence at the gas chamber. And then one of them ends up getting a second life sentence because he was 19 and they thought he was too young to get
bullshit. Death.
I don't fucking know what that bullshit is. Like, you're killing his two homeboys, but not him.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
Until you're 25, you still got a chance.
Is that what it is?
Nah, fuck all that.
So the big escape that is famous is June 11th, 1962. Frank Morris, John Algin, and Clarence or Anglin?
Anglin.
Kurt Angle. Yeah.
John Anglin, Clarence Anglin, Kurt Angle, and The Rock escape The Rock.
Ken Shamrock.
Yeah. They end up, and it's a pretty fucking crazy, like every time you see like an old cartoon where you see someone break out of jail with some like harebrained scheme, this is the fucking harebrained scheme.
Yeah, there's
like
a really good episode of Mythbusters. I know I always say that, but Mythbusters did it. They do the whole thing. They make the raft out of rain jackets and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, to think that these guys actually pulled off like 50 raincoats and an old vacuum cleaner and played accordion to fucking drown the sound of the fucking Shawshank spoon on the wall.
So here's the thing. So they end up, all the prisoners discovered that behind cell block B, there was an unguarded 3-foot wide utility corridor that ran the
and it should be noted that Frank Morris is the leader of the group and he is ranked IQ wise in the top 2 percentile of the population. Damn. So he's like, he's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
He's a bank robber. John and Clarence Anglin are bank robbers, but they're nonviolent. They would only rob places like banks and establishments when they were empty so that no one would get hurt. And they admittedly said that they've only used a weapon once and it was a fake gun. So they're not like, they're just like,
they're nonviolent criminals.
Right. Yeah. They're working hard at getting in trouble. You know what I mean? And he's so smart.
So these are bank robbers whose day job was breaking into banks, not so storming out, in with guns.
Yeah. So breaking out's the opposite of breaking
exactly.
in.
Like you've already got a skill set.
And they all went to the same, they were all in the same prisons. Like they'd all been in like fucking Louisiana prison, penitentiary together, and Florida penitentiary or something. They had all been in the same prisons together prior. So they knew each other a little bit. And then they got placed in the adjacent cells, and so they started talking to each other like, hey, that's fucking, we're all in the same cell, man,
right?
Like four in a row. And so then they figured out the corridor was abandoned behind him and whatnot, and then they started hatching that plan,
right?
But I just want to make sure we knew that this guy's a fucking genius,
right? And I read that and I didn't see it get elaborated on, but one of the articles that I read said that the entire idea was supposedly hatched from the fact that smart one figured out a way to get saw blades back to the cell,
right?
like something about that. He was like, oh, if I can get these saw blades to the cell, then I can do this. And then that leads to that. And if I can do this, then I can do fucking get to this. And then if I get that, I get that. And
chain
then
reaction.
It's like, So well, it all started with saw blades.
Yeah, they find a blind spot in the fucking lights. And like, how did you even know? Because you have to get into the corridor to see, does it go anywhere?
Right.
And then you get to the corridor and go next. Oh, yeah, you can get to the roof.
I mean, going there, you can actually, there's a door that goes to the corridor. So, and like I said, that place isn't very big. You walk around.
Right.
It's fucking small. And
so you get to see where
you,
they went.
You could see where things were. It's a maintenance corridor with pipes and shit.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, so it's not, I mean, it wouldn't take, this guy's a fucking genius. It wouldn't take a genius to figure it out. Like, oh, that goes somewhere.
Yeah, but they do.
Well, no, but to me, the genius is.
No, I'm not saying he's not genius for figuring out the plan, but I mean, figuring out that corridor is there.
Yeah, that's
whatnot,
not the.
No,
but the,
not.
The steps that they did was they chiseled away the concrete that led to the corridor, and they used metal spoons that they soldered with silver from a dime and an electric drill that they took from a stolen vacuum cleaner motor.
There was some kind of ventilation shafts is what it was, but they weren't actually big enough for you to fit through, so they couldn't get out of them because it were concrete.
Right.
But what they were doing was using like cardboard, paper mache, and paint from like the workshop to make fake wall that goes back around the fucking vent where they chiseled everything out with spoons and saw blades every fucking night.
Right.
So you couldn't fit through it normally, and they fucking got crafty as fuck.
And one of the guys, so they build these fake walls, and the fourth guy that was in on the escape plan, his fake wall kept slipping loose. Mm-hmm. So he actually had to line it up with concrete. So he had to use concrete to stick it in place. And then that ultimately,
it swelled, it expanded when it dried. And then he couldn't, when it came down to it, by the time he got his vent off that night, they were like, nope, we're fucking leaving. We have this window because of tides and all kinds of other crazy factors. He got left behind and just fucking stayed.
Because he couldn't fucking get the...
Because he spilled his guts.
Pouty pants.
He spilled his guts in trade for not getting punished and having pizza. He got pizza night that night.
Pretty much.
That's what I heard.
So yeah, but obviously it was loud. So they would do it when the accordion players would play during music hour.
I think they said Morris played the accordion or something while they were chiseling away or something. But then how did he chisel his? If he's playing the accordion,
right? Somebody's got
to
do it.
He has a dick fist. He used his dick fist to do it. Yes, five finger dick trick,
monkey
fist. The old monkey fist trick. the oldest trick in the book.
The old monkey fist.
I don't know if you've taught your cock to play accordion, but my cock reads music.
Yeah, forget that. Tying a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue. My dick plays accordion, bitch. I'm gonna fucking amaze you,
Warden. I hate to admit it. We fell for the old monkey fist.
Oldest trick in the book.
Oh, man. So, yeah, all kinds of shit. They had to, like, build, like, they had to take other parts of, like, other vents later on down the shaft off, and then they had to put...
It's a fucking long, drawn-out plan.
In order to put them back in, they had to build screws out of soap that would just like slide in and look like there was a screw there and hold it there enough for them to pull it off later.
And then once they got out, they made a whole workshop like above their cells.
Right.
They had a fucking little workshop that they were building shit out of donated and stolen items. They had 50 raincoats or something that they were building.
50 raincoats. Yeah.
That's a ton. Someone's missing that from inventory.
And they,
Where'd they go?
Because who even wears a raincoat? If it's raining, they don't let the fucking dudes out in the rain.
Yeah, but they're in the hidden shop. Like nobody knows where they're at.
Where they went,
Yeah, they're gone.
So they inflate the 50 raincoats by using
the bellows from an accordion.
So that's what they use to inflate them.
There's just a plethora of
accordions. And they basically use
where are they getting these accordions?
They use steam from the pipes in order to seal the melt the.
Yeah, Mythbusters does that.
Yeah,
like they super close stitched them together. Yeah. And they made like a 6-foot by 14-foot raft and then melted it on steam pipes.
I'm thinking there's an easier way.
No.
To get out of this place.
You got nothing, man.
No, they built a fucking boat, man. That's what's fucking crazy. You know, and they made life preservers out of the other raincoat. So they each had a life preserver and a 6-foot by 14-foot fucking raft, inflatable rubber raft out of raincoats that they melted the plastic together after sewing it by hand.
Yeah, because you only got to go 1.5 miles.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
And then they end up making
a drill. Yeah.
And they make fake heads.
Yes.
To put in the bed.
Dude, because they looked fucking good. And there's pictures online.
And they stole hair from the barbershop to stick on top of the fake heads. So basically all you have to do is stick a bunch of blankets and shit under the bed, put your fake head there. When the guard walks by to do count.
All right, so it makes like a composite image. It looks like Michael Myers.
Yeah, it does look a little Michael Myers, but in the dark on your head on the pillow.
Yeah, and they looks made, like a dude.
Yeah, just gonna fucking, clothes
if they just shine a flashlight in there, it's a head.
You're just walking by and seeing it.
Pretty good. It's paper mache. Yeah, it's soap and wax, a bunch of weird shit.
These guys are fucking crafty.
Yeah.
Alcatraz Martin.
I mean, it's not like a stupid mannequin face either. Like, it probably looks like the dude.
Yeah, they probably. Yeah.
Side profile. Kind of like, he's like, you do
I
mine.
I make yours. Yeah, you make mine. Yeah, I make it look like you.
Why'd you give me a dick?
That's like fucking on this evening on Alcatraz Martha Stewart. We're showing you how to make paper mache heads. The thing you have to
keep in mind is it's like, how much time did they have to do any of it? Like it would take hours.
Yeah.
It would take hours to make that mask.
Right.
But what else do you have to do? Exactly. Like you're probably going to get, the guards are, no one's going to see me for the next 20 minutes. Let me do some shit.
Yeah.
It's going to take me 4 minutes to get everything out from where it's hidden.
Does it show?
I'm going to have about 5 minutes to work on it, 4 minutes to resecure it, and then sit on the bed reading my book.
You got all the time in the world when you're serving 25 years.
Does it show them? Or does it say how long from when they started the plan when they actually executed it?
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, it could have been years.
I didn't see that.
It could have been years. That's what I was saying. I don't know how long that was. So that's something interesting. It could have been 2-3 years where they did that. It would have had to have taken them a long time. Like, we should dig out and then create a fucking workshop in secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that shit would have taken them a fucking long time.
You could have dug out and then been like, nope, they can't get anywhere from there. That sucks. Next, plan B.
Yeah.
I say we make a video log of us making paper mache heads of ourselves. Super That'd be creepy. Fucking shitty.
This is what they look like.
Yeah.
So yeah, the fourth prisoner, Alan West, he had to reinforce his wall too well. And when Morris, the main guy, said, we have to go tonight, so everybody be ready, he just couldn't get his wall. He couldn't get the concrete chipped off in time.
Right.
And by the time he finally got into the corridor, everybody had already peaced out. He was too far behind schedule. The timing was off. There was no way he was going to do
it. He served his prison sentence and got out and shit. He got in trouble again. But
yeah, when the FBI came and investigated, he fessed up and said, hey, I was part of it. This is how they did it. I'll tell you exactly what the plan was.
He's like, if I get to go to pizza night.
Yeah, exactly. If you give me a Hot Pocket, I'm going to tell you. You give me 6 packs of
they were called pasties ramen. Then. They were
you give me some
pockets.
ramen spice and we're good to go.
Hmm.
He shows them how they built plywood paddles, a raft, et cetera. And the FBI investigates it. Everybody investigates it. And at the end of the day, the official statement is there's no way it could have made it. They end up they find the paddles and a whole bunch of the raincoats that broke off from the raft on nearby Angel Island.
I saw they found a life preserver in one of the paddles.
Well, they found some debris on this island and that made them say the thing broke apart and this debris washed up and they all drowned.
And there was a Norwegian vessel of some sort 15 miles out from Frisco that said they saw a floating body. They didn't do anything about it, but they saw a floating body wearing clothes that matched the description of what they wore in prison.
Hmm. Like it was paper mache.
Yeah. They said he had a distinct paper mache head and fake barbershop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fist of a monkey.
You know what else? You know what else is crazy? I was just thinking, you said
pants had come down. He had a monkey fist for a cock.
You said Angel Island. Like going to Ellis Island is cool too. Like you get that, like you said, going into Alcatraz where there's this like history, going to Ellis Island is freaking crazy too. Cause so many people came over and walked through that place, you know, like, it's just like, there's like an energy through there. Right. It's crazy. Like it's just a weird feeling. You know?
Have you been back to Ellis Island?
Yeah. I've been to Ellis Island. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So some of the modern evidence that people look at, because obviously people are still curious, did these guys make it? Was it possible?
I like to say Mythbusters said plausible.
Yeah, Mythbusters said plausible.
And they're pretty
they
strict
did the
about
whole
shit.
Thing.
Yeah,
they're pretty strict.
It's plausible, but I mean, did they really make it? If they found
said
a body,
some,
but that could have been one of the things. The you know, no, we found a body. They're dead. You know,
there was in 2014, there was a university that did a computer model, and they said as long as they left at midnight, it was a good chance
the tide was going in.
Yeah,
probably.
It would work for them and it would just take them where they needed to go. Yeah. But if they left before or after that, they were fucked.
And that's probably why he wanted to get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
It was from Delft University and they basically said that it would have, if they'd left sometime between 11:30 and midnight, The currents would have taken him just north of the Golden Gate Bridge and landed him on shore.
Crazy window.
And
30 minutes.
That they said inevitably this raft would have been falling apart the whole time.
Right.
And they said if they made that window based on computer models of the current, they said that debris would have landed on Angel Island if they were within that window.
Right.
And they did find debris on Angel Island.
Right. And so, they said allegedly, like some reports of footprints in the areas that happened. But I think part of the problem was they said that the plan was to get ashore, steal a car and take people's clothes, and that there was no report of a stolen car. However, MythBusters like went back and figured it out and said that there had been a stolen car in the vicinity on the night of the escape.
They didn't have to take it right.
But at the time, it was like no one reported a car stolen. There was nothing like that because that was their plan.
Right.
Then there were some allegations as to that one of the sisters of the brothers or something, because there was like 13 kids in that family.
Right.
And one of the sisters had agreed to meet up and give him a ride, to take him to Mexico or something.
And again, just because the plan is when we get to shore, we're going to fucking steal some clothes and steal a car. Like you might have got there and found a fucking...
And it's notable honey pot. Too.
Like you get there and there's an apartment that's too, wide open and there's clothes in it. And
they found one body. The other thing would be like the raft was sinking and they needed to get rid of weight. So fucking brothers pushed homeboy off.
That's true too.
You know what I mean? Anything could have happened, you know, the raft went under, they had to swim, you know, somebody died.
The other thing that's notable too is there's some background as to their childhood. And it said that Clarence and John were reportedly inseparable as youngsters and they became skilled swimmers and they would amaze their friends and siblings because they swam in the frigid waters of Lake Michigan while there were still ice floating on the surface.
Yeah.
So as children, they were fucking doing some Navy SEAL shit. Swimming.
They're like fucking human polar bears.
Right. Yeah. And they were already brothers and teamed up doing that. So this was just like old hat for them. Like they've been doing it since they were little.
Yeah.
They kind of had that skill already. Right.
There was a History Channel documentary in 2015. And they said that the Anglin brothers family, the modern day family claimed that they got Christmas cards from the brothers for 3 years after the escape.
Yeah, there was no postmark on the envelopes or stamps for some reason, but they said that a handwriting specialist analyzed it and actually said that it matched up to some writing they had from prison letters or something.
And then there was a friend of the family, a guy named Fred Britzy.
Yeah.
And he claims that he met the brothers in Rio de Janeiro in 1975. And he provided a photograph that documentary looked at. And they said, if we do forensic, you know, analysis of the photograph, we think those are the same two people.
Yeah. They're wearing sunglasses. I guess it was a problem. They said that they did some kind of crazy measurements to try to say that
structure.
Yeah. To say that's not them. But they said that's the best evidence to date that they possibly survived.
Yeah. Right. And
one of the guys, I can't remember where it was, but someone met with Morris face to face, in San Diego, and his daughter tells the story. She was 9 years old at the time. And she remembers meeting dad's friend, Frank, when she was little, and that they went and met face to face, that for sure that guy lived.
Wow. So I don't know. I think they could have made it. There was another theory that came up in that documentary that said that they found an electrical cord missing from the docks.
That I might have towed from the ferry that left every night.
Yeah,
that's
what we talked about. They towed behind the ferry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if there was, I mean, why wouldn't you make that your plan?
Yeah.
Like if you knew you could get that cord and you knew a ferry leaves at midnight, fuck yeah. Like tie that shit to it and just fucking ride it in. That way you're not, you know, succumbing to the currents and you're going to get there a hell of a lot fucking quicker than paddling or whatever. So... Yeah, I don't know.
So
I
we talked
it's,
about
it's,
a few,
it's definitely plausible.
We talked about some escapes. Well, you mentioned ghosts. I didn't hear anything about ghosts.
Yeah, you look into it. There's it's allegedly one of the most haunted places in America. Paranormal investigators constantly do.
Is there a claim of was there like prisoners died there? I know there was lots of
tons of prisoners died
war
there.
Stuff that was going on.
Here's the thing. So according to historians, before it even opened as a prison, and there's archaeological evidence of this on the island as well. There's bones on the island, et cetera. And they think that the island was used as a burial ground for outcasts for the Native American tribes that lived in that region.
Did you read about the Native American occupation?
So they would raft over. Yeah. They would raft over to the island and bury the outcasts
and then come back. So it had like a weird, spooky thing in the first place. And the Native Americans weren't too keen on going out there because it was already considered this bad mojo place.
They just called it Spooky Island.
Yeah, they did call it Spooky Island. But again, that ties into all of it. And that was one thing you just said. It's sort of sidestepping the ghost issue. It was really interesting to me because the prison closed down in 1963, and in 1969, a group of Native Americans led by a Mohawk activist named Richard Oakes basically moved to Alcatraz Island and refused to leave.
And as early as 1964, that actually started happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And then a bunch of hippie Indians got on the bandwagon and started protesting.
Right, right. So they got there and they just stayed there for fucking ever. And what they wanted to do was establish a university and a museum on the island that represented all Native peoples.
Slash casino.
Slash casino.
Because apparently there was like some kind of, I don't know, proclamation of some sort that there are treaty that was not honored.
Supposedly supposed to be
if you abandoned, if the United States abandoned any territory that they had taken over from the Native Americans, they could reclaim it.
Ah.
But it was supposed to be anything that was adjacent to Sioux territory, and this didn't qualify. So then they stated a right by discovery. And there was a historian that actually proved that Alcatraz had been known for 10,000 years prior to any European even finding the United States, so finding North America,
right,
that Alcatraz was known to the Native Americans 10,000 years before that.
Right.
So they had a right, if they were going to do it, to claim by discovery.
Right.
But that
except they got
out.
Taken from them.
And it's Richard over. Nixon said, fuck them, and kicked them all out.
It's over.
And that was the end of that. But the
your long hair and your Dago mustache.
Dago mustache.
Your greasy hair. Your Dago mustache.
So, but yeah, the hauntings, apparently you look at it, it's actually, there's so many hauntings on it that it almost becomes difficult to talk about because it would sort of become its own episode.
Right.
But everybody from the prisoners who stayed there to the guards who worked there to the tour guides and the park rangers who work there now and tourists just regularly report bizarre things. Mm. And apparently to the point where certain patterns started to emerge. Like people would tell the tour guide like, oh fuck, like when I was in this area, I totally thought I heard a woman laughing. And then like that same tour guide, without mentioning it, without anything, like 4 months later, someone would say, that was really weird. I thought I heard something. Like, so they start to see patterns of like weird things that people who'd never been there before. This dates back to right when they started doing tours of the place pre-internet. So some of those I give some credence to as being a little bit creepy. Eventually, once I can get online and be like, oh, so in D Block, there's always a woman laughing. You're going to go there and psych yourself out and think you hear a woman.
And the other thing
laughing.
Too, though, is everything echoes in there.
Sure.
Like you can hear people talking way the fuck over. So who knows?
And a lot of the stories, like there's just like case after case after case of stories of guards when it was open and rangers once it became a park who get there and they're like, oh Jesus Christ, oh yeah, the place is haunted, like what a bunch of bullshit. And then like shortly thereafter they're like, oh no, yep, this place is haunted.
I'm fucking going
like,
home.
This is like there's reports of people who would be like sitting in cells and like a cell door would just like close on its own.
I legit want something like that to happen. Like fucking, I want to see that happen to be like make me believe that shit. You know what I mean? I've watched a million of those fucking ghost shows because my wife watches them.
Yeah.
They never get anything. Like she's sort of like, no, they do because this is like, no, they had an EVP that like mumbled. They didn't find anything that catching the camera. Sometimes there's some shit though where it's like, oh, a door closed or something fell off the table. And I'm like, what is that? But then I go, nah, it's on TV. I don't believe it. You know what I mean? And I wonder, like, is it some kind of weird other dimension simulation fucking shit where something's stuck on replay?
Right.
Like the laughing lady's a leftover glitch that it didn't quite code out.
Right. Well, that or, like I said, energy. You know what I mean? That's what I've always equated it to. There's some sort of energy left over.
That's something we just don't understand yet.
Like, and how many people were through that place?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's that's why you get those feelings, you know?
Yeah, just I don't know. Years it's of weird. Misery.
There's definitely something to be said for some sense that we just don't have. Like when the hair stands up on the back of your neck, you get that weird chill. We're like, what the fuck is going on?
That's your body, though. Your brain's telling you something. Right. Like, you know.
Yeah, because I'll be honest.
Who knows? Could be something fucking there tapping you on the shoulder.
Have you ever done that, though, and turn around and like, oh shit, there's a dog?
Yeah. No. I've turned around. There's been nothing. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
always. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the dark. So what is it? It's something that your eyes can't see, but whatever that sense is, does see.
I've had that thing you talked about where you're like, you get up and you're like, you feel like you have to run. Yeah, like there's something behind you. Right, yeah, I've had that before. You know, you're just like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Nothing's there.
Some heebie-jeebies.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you get the heebie-jeebies and you're fucking on it. Yeah.
There's something in the upside down, though. That's what's happening.
So a couple of the things that seemed to stand out as the most notable were the first warden of Alcatraz apparently regularly heard a woman sobbing when he would conduct tours of the prison and like to the point that he would get like flustered because he's like trying to
talk, bitch.
He's trying to give a tour and he hears like a sobbing woman and he's like, there shouldn't be any, is this like a guard's wife, like what is she doing in this part of the prison? Right. Like, and he had reported it several times and everybody's like, nope. But then that became something that people started to hear. So the fact that the warden reported it is a little bit, you know, more on the level, I guess. And then there's one account of an inmate who was on D block and apparently he was screaming all night. And the guards and the other prisoners heard him and he kept saying that he could see eyes in the dark.
Oof.
And he finally shut up and quit screaming. And then when they got there the following morning, he was dead and he had been strangled to death.
Yeah, you can't strangle yourself to death.
You can't strangle yourself to death, but you could be screaming so much that the guard opens the door and fucking strangles you.
That's true.
I think that's more likely than a good
guy. Yeah, anything could happen. The guard's like, I'm not going to kill him, but the guy next to him opens the fucking thing. Like,
oh my God.
Did you say a good ghost?
Yeah. That's right.
Nice.
That's what I
was fucking Shaggy.
Yeah.
But no, there's tons. I mean, it would honestly, like, it would have to be its own show to look into all the, because there's been tons of paranormal investigations, different areas, the whole, there's certain patterns of hauntings that are like I said, different parts of the prison have different sort of haunting patterns that the other ones don't have. And a lot of stuff floats to the top. Was this the prison when we did the Al Capone episode? Wasn't he
yes.
He was.
Was it in Alcatraz where he was freaked out about the ghost?
Yeah.
No, that was a different state prison? Penitentiary.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because he was in Alcatraz.
He was there. Yeah.
He was in the other prison.
There's a bunch of big hitters in Alcatraz.
They took 160 in 1934. 160 of like the biggest bank robbers and murderers. They had like a crazy crew,
mobsters,
of like armored cars, 60 FBI agents, like fucking U.S. Marshals, like all kinds of people just to transport those fuckers in there. It was like something straight out of a movie. Nicolas Cage would have been there, but it was the wrong time period.
Yeah.
I saw something. I can't remember where it was at. This guy, fucking Fremont or something. I can't remember his name. Tried to buy the island in the name of the United States because he thought he could turn it for a profit. Did you see that?
No.
And then they were just like, nope, fuck you, man. And they just fucking took it from him. But like he bought it from... like after the Spanish-American War or something, I can't remember. It was like, it's Fremont. Here it is. It was, I just thought it was kind of funny. He bought a John C. Fremont. And this is why it stuck out in my head, because this was his accolades. This is what's listed after his name. It said that someone like Mexico or someone owned it, I think, the Mexican governor. And it said that later in 1846, John C. Fremont, champion of manifest destiny and leader of the Bear Flag Republic. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Who is this guy?
That's California,
champion
probably.
Bear of Flag. Manifest destiny. Yeah. And leader of the Bear Flag Republic. And it did end up going to California, bought the island for $5,000 in the name of the United States government. And then it said that had expected a large compensation in purchasing and securing Alcatraz for U.S. So he thought, oh, maybe like they'll buy it from me because I own it now and they'll want
Yoink.
It. Yeah, because it's a military point. Like you could be out in the water protecting land. And they're like, nope. The government later invalidated the sale and gave him nothing and then just fucking took Alcatraz for their own.
We didn't take it from the Indians because they're Indians, dumbass. We took it from the Indians because it's ours and we say so. Yep. I don't care. I don't care who you are. It's ours.
The Indians to date still do some weird ceremonies, and I thought it was odd because what they celebrated, I guess if they're celebrating it, it was, it says, even today, American indigenous groups such as the International Indian Treaty Council hold ceremonies on the island, most notably the Sunrise Gatherings, every Columbus Day and Thanksgiving, which I think is that's like the whole fuck you, man. That's the whole conspiracy.
Yeah, those are the two fuck you days.
Yeah. I'm like, we will do the Sunrise Gathering to commemorate you doing mean things to us.
Yeah.
For raping our women and pillaging and like giving us smallpox. Yeah. That's weird to me that they celebrate those days. But I guess you make it a happy holiday. You're like, fuck your holiday, man. We'll call it the Sunrise Gathering.
Right.
We're going to have pancake breakfast. We're going to make fucking hand-woven blankets and sell them to tourists.
So yeah, I'm
put
I'm
AIDS just, on them.
At the end of the day, I'm super impressed by the escape. Whether they made it all the way to shore or not, that fucking level of plan. It's like normal, like because we've done a lot of shows where we talk about fucking gunslingers and serial killers and whatever, and it's like, oh, they escaped from prison. How did they escape? They jumped out a third story window. It's like it's never a caper. It's never. Right. It's like, oh, they climbed up that one pole and then jumped over the fence. Like this was some legit fucking props. Like you know, months if not years of planning, digging through fucking a concrete wall, building a fake wall to hide the fact that you're digging.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you dug through a concrete wall and you built a fake wall.
Okay, so that wall behind us,
yeah,
that's around the right time period.
And I'm going to dig through that
it's
shit with a spoon
right now.
Like.
Yeah, it's probably that wall. That wall's 100 years old.
Right.
Can you imagine getting a fucking spoon and trying to keep it a secret? Like all the shit that's going to be on the floor
scratch,
right there.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Yep. Yeah, you'd have to sweep that up, get it in your pockets and drop it out in the yard like Shawshank status.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's you've only got the accordion hour to try to do it. And everybody isn't even going to be doing it at once because the smart move is while that's happening, someone's still like you would imagine you would have a guy with a mirror at the bars checking boat. Like I'm not going to dig today. I'm watching to see if any guards are coming. You make a noise, everyone stops. But I mean, again, even it's not like you just start to work in like you have to disassemble where it's hidden because they're going to be doing sweeps of the rooms. It's like I can't even imagine. How much planning, how meticulous, how
those
fucking
dudes are,
slow
those dudes
it was,
are ingenious,
dude.
Man. I think on one of the Mythbusters episodes, they did a prison break experiment and they used salsa like and fucking a radio or something that they had. And they put salsa on the bars and then took the radio and like pulled wires out of it and shorted into the salsa. And the conductivity inside of the fucking tomato sauce or something created acid and it fucking eroded the bar. Or something, and they were able to break the bar out after like forever, though.
Right.
But they used.
Yeah, but you have nothing but time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's just like they're genius, though. Those dudes are just as smart. They just use their power for evil.
Right.
I said we try to dig through a spoon through the wall, man, just as an experiment.
No.
What, you guys free on Wednesdays or what? Like,
I'll bring
a couple hours out, man.
I'll bring
I'm
my
not
accordion.
Even free on Sundays.
You make the paper mache heads. I'll get the spoons, man.
And
let's
I'll learn
this.
How to play the accordion.
On the other side, I'm going to have a baby pool, and we'll just have to make a raft and see if it floats. No, not good use of our time.
So now I've always been fascinated. I've always wanted to go, but I never get to the Bay Area very often.
Yeah, it's not expensive either.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is the good Alcatraz?
I think it was like $20 or something like that. I can't really remember.
Just
it wasn't that
there.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just if you
it's
go
sketchy
to San
driving
Francisco,
over those bridges are fucking sketchy as shit.
No,
no,
they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's kind of cool though because like my girl, she never been over Golden State.
Yeah.
Or the Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden State's way less impressive.
Golden State, yeah. She never been over the Golden Gate Bridge, so I'm like, all right, we'll cruise across it. And they're fucking huge.
Oh, they're right?
I never have either.
I mean, even like in New York and stuff, like the bridges are just fucking massive, you know, like going to Manhattan and stuff, you know, but these bridges are fucking gigantic because they have those big fucking tankers that go underneath them, so they're crazy high. And, you know, the just sheer size of it, you're just like, wow, fuck, like this thing's huge.
It's hard to drive on because you're so
you're looking at
by
yeah
the
you're looking at the shit, you know, like and I've been across it before, but even going across it, you're like, oh wow, like that's fucking crazy. You know, you're looking at the architecture,
right?
And so I got through, and you can leave, you can go to Oakland, but coming back to San Francisco you have to pay. Like anytime you come into San Francisco that you have to pay. Yeah. Like you can leave.
Oakland's free.
You can leave. You come back. You're paying.
Right.
So I fucking shot through and I'm like, it's closed. It's like a Sunday. It's closed. There's nowhere to pay.
Oh, weird.
So I fucking drive through and like fucking a week later I get a ticket in the mail.
Oh,
fucking, you know, like comes to my house, like says, you know, fucking the toll fee ends up being like it was like $2 or some shit like that. I had to pay $42.
Fuck.
And then if you fucking didn't pay it like within 2 weeks, it goes up to like $142.
Just honor system.
Like it's fucking like they probably get a shit ton of money.
Fuck yeah, they do.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do? Drive back and argue it in court all day?
Yeah, no. You just pay that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, so I was like, oh fuck, I better pay the $42. Right now, that's gonna be huge. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I read that they never stop painting the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, they start on one side, go across, and come back.
They
reach it,
they just come back the other way. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It is huge.
What we got? Ran out like that? Steam?
That show sucked.
But you didn't know until it was done. You want that part of your life back? Too bad, man. We got it.
We took it from you.
Yeah. There's a couple wiener jokes in there. You guys laughed.
There were some good jokes.
I bet you didn't know all that. Yeah. So you're better for it. Thank you to our primary sponsor, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can get them at your local grocery store. You can get them at the Little Mexican Market on the corner. You can get it on eBay. You can get it at Target. You can get it at Walmart. If you're outside of the United States and you don't know what the fuck any of that is, you can get it at mexgrocer.co.uk.
Rogue Leader said that I condoned buying the sauce off of the internet. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I don't. Only from the UK, we've mentioned Mexgrocer. Right.
I don't understand why you have a problem buying things on the internet.
You don't buy food off the internet.
But why?
Because there's a store right down the street from you.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yes, there is.
For a lot of people, there's not.
Well, I don't give a fuck about them. If they got to drive into town once a month,
why is it
they bought the house out in the
somehow?
No, I just don't. Why do you buy food? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
You buy clothes on the internet?
Why buy food? No.
What if
you never ordered clothes on the internet?
No.
What if
why would you order clothes on the internet that you don't know if fits you or not? And what if take them back?
What if every grocery store? Do you have a Black Rifle coffee shirt or some shit like that?
Nope.
Every grocery store.
Coffee.
Every grocery
store. That's food on the internet.
No.
Every grocery store.
That's food.
Every but you grocery cannot get.
Store. Let Dave finish.
But you cannot
every
get.
Every grocery store.
You cannot
store.
Get it anywhere.
Every grocery store.
Ahead, you cannot Dave. Get it anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Other than the internet.
Go ahead.
I'll just keep going with your sponsors.
No, I want to hear every grocery store.
He didn't have anything.
I want to hear yours.
He was just saying.
I didn't want to hear Brad's. I want to hear yours. I want him to stop so you'll go.
Every grocery store in the city. Quit selling your favorite ramen noodles and your favorite.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yes.
Oh,
and your favorite, favorite Velveeta shells and cheese, but you can get it on Amazon. You cannot buy it in town.
I guess I don't have it anymore.
That's a silly Baby Ray's gone. Internet only.
Just different shit. I don't know.
That's silly talk.
It's not silly talk. I just wouldn't waste my time trying to order it online.
You're saving time. You didn't drive to the store. You can have one click order on Amazon and it's a known item that you always get.
I can go to the store and get it right now.
No, you could have a fucking button
right fucking now
when you're halfway done and go click and you didn't go to the store and spend $35.
I don't. I just go to the store and get something. Like there's no need to order what I wanted online. Well,
I get some shit on
there's
like,
a ton of shit.
I've become so happy with Soylent as a breakfast that I don't even like order it anymore. I just put it on reoccurring.
Right.
And I don't even do anything.
Yeah.
It's just
anything
another
like
box shows
well,
up at
and,
my house.
And that's the thing. Like you said, Black Rifle Coffee. If you want that, you have to order it. It's not in a store.
Well, that's what you just said. What if Velveeta was only in?
I know, but I tried it once.
Yeah.
It was good. I ordered like a 4-pack. I didn't buy it again.
Right.
I'm not ordering it.
Right.
I don't want to. And same thing with Soylent. You can't get that in a store right now.
Right.
True.
If you want to try it, you have to order
it. So that's what I was saying. Like maybe Rogue Leader can't get it in the middle of the sticks of Colorado.
I don't know. She was just saying like I condoned ordering off the internet. Yeah. No, I don't.
How dare you?
I never have because we've always had this fucking conversation about ordering online. We've always fought. Yeah. She said I condoned it at one time and I said no. If you're in the UK and that's all you got, okay, like that's you, but I don't condone it.
That's a strong stance to take. I don't
know why.
You're
in the UK.
I don't know why I give a fuck that you give a fuck. So like we should move on because I don't
know.
If
you're in the UK, it's okay because it's UK. So go on with other sponsors.
Yeah, that's me. That's UK.
Mm-hmm.
Mexgrocer.co.uk if you want it and you can't get it in your store near you.
But check
thank
your
you
stores,
to
please.
Printdirtcheap.com for printed goods, business cards, stickers, banners, all kinds of crazy shit. Go on their website and order that giant cutout of Grandma and Brad. We'll put the cutout marks in the lower portions of that 4'2" little lady. You do what you want, man. But
why is this happening every week?
I'm not participating. Because we call it sexual grandma.
Yeah, sexual grandma. Who doesn't have a sexual grandma?
Yeah, save some money. She had to be sexual or you wouldn't be here, man.
Grandmas need loving, too.
Yeah. Right. Where do you think you came from, man?
Yeah. Grandma's vagina.
Yeah.
Right? I did not come from my grandma's vagina.
Dang, that's confusing.
How do you know? Were you there?
Indirectly, you did, man. You're like a, it's like a Russian doll syndrome. Yeah. Basically. She you did came one. Out of the vagina. That
I know
came out
my
of the
grandma.
Vagina.
She did one too many Alcatraz blast out.
Yeah. So you're saying your mom fell out. And then you were
thunk.
She was like MTV
she
show.
Was actually waiting.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
She was waiting in line for the bank teller. And Dave was born.
I thought I just had to go to the bathroom real bad.
Into some pinstripe business pants. Thunk. What's that lump at my ankle? It's Dave.
Yep, got a lump in your rump.
Gross. Printercheap.com. I love it when those happen like that. Thank you to De Leon Graphics. They do our printed goods that are silkscreen, like our t-shirts, our hoodies, and our, what are those things called? Beer koozies. Mm-hmm. So that we don't even have right now, man, because he didn't fucking do them. God damn, that son of a bitch. Still love him, though, as a man.
Do we?
And you can find him on social media at De Leon Graphics with an X. Thank you to Digital Creations. You can find them on social media. They do heat press goods, photo gifts, all kinds of photo prints. You can make pillows, blankets, coffee mugs, camping mugs, travel mugs, mouse pads, keychains. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of trinkets.
Bobbleheads.
And you can get one or you can get 100. And you can hit them up on social media at digital.creations.bakersfield. And then thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com to get their apparel and instructional DVDs. He's a handsome man, and he is currently ahead of me on Words with Friends. So that I could beat him in the board shorts. But Words with Friends, this I didn't play it anymore, and I heard the noise when I walked in my house, man. It was like fucking like a serotonin response. I used to be hooked on that game.
Did
like
you really?
18
Are you
games
lying
at a
right
time.
Now?
No, I swear to fucking God, I don't play games, dude.
Why?
But Words with Friends, I don't know what it is. It's the fucking like.
Is it the chat feature? You can talk to all kinds of girls?
I don't talk to anyone. I don't talk to anyone at all. No. I don't talk. I promise. I just fucking, like if you sent me a message, I probably wouldn't know where to check it. But
I don't know.
I heard
I've
the noise.
I've never played.
I heard the noise and I was like, God damn it. I know what that is. Game. And then I started playing again. Fucking
who are you playing against?
Dan fucking Camrio and Words with Friends, man. He was on the ride of fucking tough guys play too, man. And he's ahead of me, but I think I'm a turn
like
behind.
First word, baby arm.
He's pretty good though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Well. I'm also playing Jared Mars right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think someone else. I think there's another podcast person that sent me out.
Oh.
I'm B Darko. I just fucking open up a craziness right now. I don't think you have that many games where it's about to happen. I'm gonna fill up my queue, but yeah, I think it's B Darko or just Brent Van Tassel.
You won't find me on there.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a fun game. I don't have much time. Don't get mad at me when my turn takes 2 days because I do go because
you forgot
spells.
You were playing.
I'll go for three. No, I go for 3 hours and then just not have a chance again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but that's that. That's all I got. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com / Sofaking Podcast, social media at Sofaking Podcast across the board. And our shop is sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Brad is flexing and it's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And check out Just the Worst Podcast, Patty Larson. Go give her a review. Also, Life Bites and Breakers Podcast are all inside our family. And Blue Eyed Mafia, I forget about him. I don't know why. Because he went to that Nickelback concert and fucking loved it. He loved it.
Yeah.
And didn't fucking...
I would have went to the Nickelback concert and masturbated right in the front row or something. Like, that would have been good.
Yeah. That'll get us some... Anyway. Exposure. You do that next time, dude. Wear a Soap King shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. $10 patrons and above. You can see video of us. We released the video of the questions and answers episode. So if you want to see our pretty faces... match these pretty voices.
That's about to happen.
That's it.
It's about to happen. Actually, it happens every Thursday live.
Yeah.
So you see, we don't edit. Yeah. Because we're that good.
If I got a booger in my nose, I got a booger in my nose.
That'll suck if something happens technology wise and we have to stop and edit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
There's a glitch.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Anyway, that's it. Join us next time on the Sofa King podcast every Tuesday and Friday and Thursdays now because we're awesome.
Chicago, December 9th.
Chicago, December 9th, 2017. If you're in 2018, it's already passed. Yeah. You lost.
And that's impressive, by the way.
What?
That they got to 2018 already. That's fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're listening to this, if you're like a back episoder, like if you're backloading, and I'm not talking about your boyfriend unloading on your back.
Or carbs.
Or carbs. Too, yeah. Then, yeah, it could be 2018 right now. Just blew your guys' minds again.
Yep.
All right. Don't be retarded.
Why? Easy. Yeah. Yeah, I holler.
You know what I holler.
Do you know what I holler?
Do you know what I holler?
Yeah.
You know comprende.
The itty bitty city by the water. That's steady getting taller.
You know comprende.
Vallejo.
You don't understand.
You ho.
You just. just don't understand. Check it out, though. Sipping martinis, eating scampi and linguine, making blunts disappear, like I'm Houdini. Laid up with Asians that know Kung Fu, getting blue when I got the call from young Drew. He was speaking the Islamic, but I can understand it. He said, Al-Bubu, the eagle has landed. My reply, pronto, cousin. Execute stage two, put the turkey in the oven. For those who don't know, that means he got the blow. And it's time to turn the blow into mojo. Sell him high, buy him low, let him fly, let him go. Birdies of the snow, straight from Valley Joe. Who got it? Nigga Drew got it. And if you hit him on the hip, he'll make sure that you got it. Me and my team, we trying to win. And we keep it mafioso, you hear the violins. Come on.
I'm the yay boy, the playboy from the bay boy, where I stay boy, we don't be puffin' no hay boy, where my son head lay boy, I protect with the K boy, running my home and get sprayed boy, young Drew and Mac Dre boy, the yay don't play boy, I'm a made boy, highly connected spit flame boy, I'm a paid boy, blazing aid all day boy, never change, I'm the same, so fuck what you say boy, I'm not afraid boy, take it from wax to gun play boy, run away boy, shaking the blades and gay boys, moving bricks boy, chopping down kicks to pick. Boy, weighing zips, boy, taking them trips for chips, boy, copping whips, boy, floss crossed by chicks, boy, making hits, boy, fuck with the mob and get split, boy, loaded and lit, boy, Dre and Drew is the shit, boy, from a fix to a bitch, we trying to get rich, boy.
Come on. I'm in my sneaks with freaks on the beach with shallow. Lost up drinking Ernest and Julio Gallo. I got my Rallo, my butterfly knife. I'm a nice, I cut a guy twice. All of my life, I followed the path of D-boy, B-boy, half cash, live laugh. Got game like Bob Costas, got dread like Rastas, eating seafood sauce. Pour over pastas. You imposters get tried for treason. To the nation of Islam is my allegiance. Write a grievance, file a complaint. Tell them Dre doing things that the mother guys can't. Burning rubber all day, driving reckless. I cut a man throat, give a man a bloody necklace. Petty, they respect this, cause they have to. My niggas mafioso, you prick, they'll whack you.
Come on. Wow.